Marama Davidson joining us for our weekly kōrero, and I thank you for doing so. Tuhine tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe tau morena.
Kia ora, thank you. You've obviously got an interest in the land, and we've seen the devastation that debatable forestry practices have resulted in, the slash that we see on the beaches of the East Coast, the hillsides that have collapsed under the weight of pine plantations and the like. Some thoughts there first on the report by Heke's team, pretty scathing actually, of the industry and also of council's role in what has occurred. Your initial reaction to that report to start us, please, Marama?
It affirms what the whānau on the ground, particularly in Ngāti Parau, my Ngāti Parauī, we have been saying for a long, long time, Dale. So ngā mihi nui kia rātou e tiaki ana I te whenua, those who have been on the ground protecting that very whenua for generations, pleased to see that the report affirms that. It's also very clear, Dale, that the industry needs to be accountable and need to pay. And council rules, the regulations about how we keep the land well and the people safe also needs to be improved. So, yeah, just really affirming the people and what they've been calling for and asking for this whole time.
Tēnā koe. Yesterday, sadly, threw a spotlight on the reality for many who are living in difficult conditions. I'm talking, of course, the fire at the Loafers Lodge in Wellington. And we also are aware, even though the situation might have improved in the Sulphur City, that we've been accommodating people in motels, people who can't find houses, emergency accommodation, etc. And sadly, those most vulnerable end up in accommodation that can be deemed the same. Some thoughts, please, about where we're at with this strategy of housing people in emergency ACOM. I think if it wasn't right now, it certainly has been used as emergency accommodation, this particular lodge in Wellington also. What are some of the dynamics you might touch on here?
Tuatahi memihi kātika ki a rātou kua wehe, ki o rātou whānau me te hapuri. Really want to acknowledge the mamai and the pauri in this tragedy. Sadly preventable tragedy, Dale. And thinking about those people, many of us, Dale, have whānau, some of my uncles, many of our own whānau who have been forced into these choices of unstable and unsafe and low quality, pretty crappy accommodation. And I really mihi to each and every one of the people who we've lost and their friends and community. Just listening to the radio reports, they were a community into themselves as well. And you've got mates who are residents there who are looking for their mates who haven't been found yet. And I can't imagine that, mamai. It's unacceptable, Dale, that this is what has happened over decades, over generations, as we've arrived at a point where people with the least power and the least resource are forced into choices of having a home that are clearly unsafe. They deserve better, and our country needs to really take stock and think about why we have not prioritised massive upscaling of public housing, affordable quality housing that is safe for people to put their roots down. And this is what we've come to, Dale. It's a tragedy for the lives lost, but it's a tragedy for the economic system that has treated housing as a way to build wealth instead of as a human right, as a core public good.
Tēnā koe. It's budget week, of course, and you were afforded the privilege, as you've said before, of spearheading Te Ao Rerekura. This is our country's first ever plan to eliminate family violence and sexual violence. But, of course, it needs to be fueled well, doesn't it, the kaupapa? What are you anticipating? And have you any inside oil about how that mahi for you is going to pan out and whether there is some more resource heading your way to help with it?
Oh, we're aroha mai. You'll be pleased to hear, Dale, that I launched my budget. I did a pre-budget announcement for family violence, sexual violence mahi Saturday just gone. And so I was able to confirm that this budget, again, for 2023, builds on the the Eliminating Family Violence Sexual Violence work. So $73.48 million into the family violence and sexual violence system, with half of that going to more initiatives for disabled people, children and young people, and tangata whenua. So filling some of those long neglected gaps, Dale, to communities and people who are unfairly, disproportionately impacted on by violence and who need that specialist support that they also get to lead themselves. So really, really proud to be able to announce that. That's, for example, $8.6 million in Kaupapa Māori specialist sexual violence services for whānau, and $6.1 million for safeguarding adults at risk and disabled people from whānau and abuse. And I'd love to also just raise another example in the children's wellbeing space, more support for child advocates to support children in women's refuge. So that's just a sprinkling of that $73.48 million, Dale. What I also want to see in the budget is more for action on climate, for protecting our paiau, our water, soils, oceans, rivers and bush, and also for making sure that people have what they need to get, live good lives.
Thank you. You're familiar that the National Party have said, well, we can't work with Te Pāti Māori, that their goals are just too far removed from what they are willing to accommodate. Willie's being guarded, and I understand that. Perhaps that's a strategy that you'll employ, but I feel obliged to ask you because, you know, they're calling for, this is Te Pāti Māori, calling for capital gains, ghost houses to be taxed, GST or food, and I know they have a strong environmental arm to their approach also. We haven't heard you as a party being dismissive of them, and many anticipating that there could be a workable block post-election between Labor, the Greens, and Te Pāti Māori. What do you make of them and other parties' decisions to shut them out of any potential arrangements?
We feel that that's up to the voters, right? We don't have that right to remove that power of the voters, which is why we're focused on what we can offer to voters and, you know, obviously strong protection for our climate, for our mokopuna to come, for our taiao and for whānau and mokopuna to have what they need. Obviously there's some similar alignments there with Te Pāti Māori. The Green Party is aspiring to be the best tiriti justice party we can possibly be. We align on and have worked on many things together. For example, we've been calling for an end to seabed mining for over 12 years, similarly to Te Pāti Māori and communities. So, you know, lots of things we work together on. our mahi and the main important thing, Dale, is voters need to know what they're voting for, what we stand for. And we are saying, you know, the more green MPs that you get will be prioritising planet, prioritising people. And we welcome working with any parties who share those same values.
Tēnā koe, just finally, Marama, I noticed that Māori organisations are taking matters into their own hands, i.e. Building houses for their whānau. There are many post-settlement iwi who are in the construction space. And it's almost something of an embarrassment to kāinga order. What would you say of our people's decision to just not necessarily go it alone, but do what they can for our own people?
And that's understandable when you've had decades since the 80s, and really, of diminishing our public housing and our community housing. Well, I'm not surprised that people are being inventive and innovative. What I also want to acknowledge, and I know you had my whanaunga Willie on just before me, who's now our Māori Housing Minister, is this government has actually progressed Māori housing in a way that no other governments have ever before. So we've also got kāinga ora and Tuapapa Kura Kāinga, which is the Halbin and Erzing Urban Development Agency. We've also got them working closely with iwi and hapu around the motu for Māori-led housing. That's the biggest, just under $1 billion over the past 5 years, I believe. And that's starting to take good shape too. But the leadership for people taking matters into their own hands is something that we can all learn from. I'd like kāinga ora, I'd like the government to be able to have a much stronger ability to be a main developer and to work with communities. I guess similar to what some people might recall as a public works, so that we, you know, that the government owns that development as a public good and we're able to get big scale mahi happening, but we need to be able to do it this time around in a way that is tiriti justice informed. And so, you know, those are the things that we could be doing and we need to do more of.
As always, appreciate your thoughts. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us today at Te Tuhine. Tēnā koe, Marama.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Kia ora.
Māori Ori Kākoe. You're with Urban Māori Radio.